Morning, Tausch, Jesse, Jason, and Josh. Tausch on assignment today. I was exchanging a text with our pal Sylvie from Waddle and Sylvie, Mark Silverman, ESPN 1000 in Chicago. Yeah. Last night, asked him to come on the show. He said, perfect. The only other time I was invited to come on the show was when I was in the chemo chair. So this is the second time now that we are able to have Sylvie on the show, and we've invited him this time, and Tausch isn't even here to greet him. So I feel like we're really shortchanging Sylvie every time he comes on, Wildy and Tausch. But nonetheless, he is with us. Sylvie, good morning. How you doing?
Jesse, I'll take you any day. I appreciate it. And Wildy, always good to talk to you. Yeah, I mean, the only invite I've ever gotten on this show, like, it's probably always Waddle, is just like the sympathy booking. Oh yeah, Sylvie's going through chemo. Let's put him on today.
And then we can
ask him a couple of Bears questions at the end. But yeah, it is great to join you guys. I appreciate it.
All right, I'm going to clear up a few things, but I know we have limited time with you. I just got done saying earlier in the show, and if you missed it, you can hear it on Wisconsin On Demand, presented by Gruber Law Offices, One Call, That's All, that I don't like to give other people work. Dude, I would have you on once a week. You know I love you. You have been a great friend of mine. As Paula went through her chemo experience, you were there for me. We love you around here. I don't like to make people do extra work. I just got done saying that, so we can't wait to have you on every Thursday at 10:45. You're officially booked. Can't wait for next week. Here's my question for you. Have you ever given up your driving privileges of Waddle and Sylvie to any of your great ESPN Chicago teammates? Because we thought today it would be fun for me to sit in the Tausch chair, because as you know, when I join you and Waddle, I'm not the worst guest in the history of your show. I give you some information. We have fun. I'm driving usually on the show, so I'm directing traffic, and I'm not usually getting to react to people. So I'm letting Jesse do that, and I'm being second-guessed by some people on the panel, including by Josh.
Why is Jesse not doing a good job? Josh gave me a warning, too, by the way. He's like, oh, Jesse.
Of course he did.
Josh, sorry to throw you under the bus, but he's like, maybe it was a bad decision. Look, I'm driving right now. I'm driving into the city. But I'd let Waddle drive. I mean, I'm cool with it. And by the way, Wildy, I'm calling in next week at 11 at 10:40, Thursday at 10:45. So
book it.
Like, you're saying it, and like talking to you is not work. So I would never consider that work.
I appreciate you, buddy. Thanks. All right, Jesse, keep driving. You're up.
Joined by Sylvie, Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000, our sister station in Chicago. Sylvie, I was fired up by a tweet that I saw yesterday. Game 3, Bucks-Bulls tonight. News came out yesterday, Chris Middleton sprained MCL, out for the rest of the series, probably a little bit longer than that. It'll be reevaluated in 2 weeks. The poll at Waddle and Sylvie, who wins the NBA playoff series between the Bulls and the Bucks? 51% of the Chicago fans that listen to your show say that the Bulls are going to win the series now? Are they nuts?
Yeah, I don't know if they're nuts. And for just a little info, a little nuance on this, I did suggest on the show that we reach out to you guys, and we have you guys retweeted too, so therefore we get a more balanced poll result, and it's still open. You can get it on my Twitter handle at Waddle and Sylvie. For like, I think it goes to like 6 o'clock tonight. But here's the way I break it down, and we were unanimous on our show, the four of us, with Waddle, me, Meller, and Tyler, and we all said, gun to the head, college tuition on the line, whatever, however you want to phrase this. Like, if this is life or death, and how are we voting? Who wins this series? All four of us still pick the Bucks. I think the Bulls can win. I think they can win, though. In my opinion, watching you guys from afar last year, you guys being the Bucks, while Giannis proved that he's the best player in the world, while he showed and proved to everybody that he could lead a team to a championship. What I thought happened as well was that Chris Middleton showed that he was a win-because-of-player, that whenever they needed a big basket, whether two guys were on him, whether he was posting somebody up, whether he was hitting a jumper with a guy in his face, his defense, Chris Middleton, to me, and I wasn't ever sure how great he was, proved to me that he was a great player. So I just feel, with the win in game two, that would not have put me in a position to say, yes, the Bulls can win. But the Chris Middleton injury, I do believe, opens the door for the possibility that the Bulls do win this series.
Well, your poll question is much more direct, and there is nuance, and you know that that's one of my favorite things is nuance. So now I'm on Team Sylvie on this. I do think it opens the door. I don't think that if I had to bet the girls' college tuition, I would take the Bulls. But if this ends up being a much closer series than our friend Justin Garcia from the Bucks Radio Network proclaimed it being a sweep, and that the Bulls were frauds and they were a cute story and all, but they weren't going to be able to compete, that much has changed. Sylvie, I got to say, my enjoyment of this series has been augmented by your roller coaster ride on Twitter during the games, and so I look forward to game three because that adds to my experience. I am curious, though, because we've talked about this a bunch when I come on during Bears season to talk about Packers-Bears or what have you. Do you get the sense that your neighbors and friends to the north up here just don't quite appreciate how hard things can be? Like, they don't appreciate how hard things are for the Bears. They don't appreciate how rough it is to be the Bulls, who had a great season, I think. That we're at a point now where we're taking a lot of stuff for granted, and you guys are there to remind us we shouldn't do that. Is that fair?
I am not going to stereotype all Wisconsin fans, and I'm not, and I don't even know. Like how, if I don't know, like, because I understand the take that the Bulls were frauds by the end of the year. And as you know me, I'm a Kool-Aid drinking Bulls fan, Wildy.
Like, yes, you are.
I've been going to Bulls games since the 70s. So, like, even though this is a Bears town, my two teams are the Bulls and the Cubs. You know, I love the Bears, don't get me wrong. So I'm coming at it from that angle. But what I know for a fact, I don't know if that's the way Milwaukee fans treat the Brewers or treat the Bucks. I do know for a fact, 1,000%, that most of you guys take Aaron Rodgers for granted. Most of you guys took Brett Favre for granted. And the only one narrative is stupid, and it's old, and I get it from Sox fans about the Cubs, that, oh, you brought Theo Epstein in, he was here for a decade, and they only ended up getting one. Like, the only one is now the new zero. It's now the Charles Barkley. And I know for a fact that Packer fans do not understand when a Hall of Famer is not dropped on your doorstep how freaking tough it is to find that quarterback and to win consistently and to get the green light to get to the postseason, into the playoffs, to then lose to the 49ers. But look, I still got to take my shot. But yeah, it's really, really freaking hard. And I know, of course, you would want to win more than one. I would want my Cubs to win more than one. But I don't believe that there's a true appreciation amongst Packer fans with what Rodgers did and with what Favre did.
Sylvie joining us, Wildy and Tausch. You can hear him, Waddle and Sylvie, on ESPN 1000 in Chicago. Sylvie, where does Bucks-Bulls in the Wisconsin-Chicago rivalry landscape land? Like, for us, it's Packers-Bears 1 and Brewers-Cubs 2. Where are the Bucks and Bulls in this down there, if anywhere, on the scale?
You know, it's funny, Jesse, because growing up a lifelong Bulls fan and growing up a big fan of the NBA, I don't know if, like, there are truly any more basketball rivalries that stand the test of time. Like, that's what's great about Bears-Packers. It doesn't matter how crappy my Bears have been. Bears-Packers is always going to be a rivalry. But, like, I grew up and it was the Bulls-Pistons. It was the Bulls-Knicks. Are the Bulls and Knicks and are the Bulls and Pistons still a big rivalry? And we had a good rivalry with the Bucks back in the day when the Bulls were coming up and you guys had really good teams in the 80s. So, I think the Grayson Allen thing juiced it up. But I don't think most Bulls-Bucks fans remember Mike Dunleavy versus Giannis in 2015. So I'd probably rank it the way that you guys ranked it. I think it's Bears-Packers 1, Bears-Packers 2, Bears-Packers 3, and then it's like Bears 9 and Bulls-Bucks 10.
Probably accurate, all things considered. Sylvie, we will talk to you. So next Thursday, we'll all be back in our normal chairs. Jason will be driving the show. Taush will be here making up words and analogies. I will be on the phone ready to call you at 10:45 next Thursday for your weekly appearance on Wilde and Taush.
I have it in my calendar. I didn't put it in while I was driving, but I will as soon as I park. 10:45 next Thursday, and I'm calling. I'm not kidding. Jesse, if you
I can't wait. NFL Draft Day. We're taking calls from all the fans, and then it's just suddenly Sylvie's going to show up. It's going to be awesome.
Yep.
Sylvie, thanks
Love
so
it.
Much for joining us. Appreciate it.
See you guys.
That is Sylvie from Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000 in Chicago, who Jason joins regularly, and we've now had him on twice, once when he was in chemo treatment, and a second time to talk Bulls-Bucks when Taush is in here.
He is one of the all-time great. I mean, I absolutely love Sylvie. And before we were teammates, I would be on with him and Waddle a lot in Chicago. I had a rivalry with Domofsky, wanting to be on their show more often than him. I have won that rivalry, which I appreciate. It may have helped that we then became teammates at Good Karma Brands. But he is one of the all-time great dudes. And I'm serious. I love the idea of him coming on once a week. He volunteered. You guys heard it. This is not me giving someone extra work. He volunteered, so we can't wait to do it.
We may not be able to stop him, because, like, unless I don't answer the phone, like, I might just answer it, not even knowing it's him. Be like, hey, it's Sylvie, ready to go. Okay, we'll do it. Next Thursday, 10:45, NFL Draft Day. Hope he doesn't forget. It's going to be a fun day to talk to him. In all honesty. That's, again, Sylvie, Waddle, and Sylvie on ESPN 1000 in Chicago. If you missed any of the conversation, find it on Wisconsin On Demand after the show today. Brought to you by Gruber Law Offices. One call, that's all. The 11 a.m. hour, checking in on some of the returns on the Wilde and Taush Twitter feed and our dueling First Midwest Bank talk-in text lines. First Midwest Bank, a division of Old National Bank. Plus, Preston Smith. Will he finish his career with the Green Bay Packers, and what are fair expectations for him in 2022? Because we'll get back to the Packers so Jason doesn't get any hives talking about the road trip as the 11 o'clock hour begins in 2 minutes on Wilde and Taush.